Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and you're live with me. Praise the Lamb of God. We're here with PSM and Prophetic Perspectives. We are indeed, praise the Lamb of God, alive and doing well here in the studio, and we thank and praise God for each of you, praise the Lamb of God, that are, oh my goodness, tuning in and chiming in today. I just want to, praise the Lamb of God, say thank you to the intercessors and those who joined us on the prayer call last night. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. That Prophet Daryl Saunders and the women, oh, my goodness. They prayed heaven all the way down, and I am so grateful to have such people, praise the Lamb of God, working alongside of us. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful prayer call last night. I got ready to get on the page, and the Lord said, no, do not prophesy tonight. Do not go on the page. Rest. And I obeyed God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. People of God, you got to know when you hear the voice of the Lord to do what God say do and not what you want to do. Isn't that right? That's just the right way to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. So I tell you the truth, people of God, I love God. I just love him. I love the way he deals with me. I love the way he treats me. I love the way, praise the Lamb of God, he even inflicts afflictions upon me for my good. Somebody don't understand that, but it's a true thing. Praise the Lamb of God. God will afflict you, hallelujah, and it will be good to you because, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, because he did it for his glory and for a divine purpose in your life. Oh, my goodness, sons and daughters of the living God, join me now. Praise the Lamb of God as we enter into this day of intercession. Oh, my God, I tell you, you can't beat God. You can't beat God in anything that you're doing. Woo-wee, he's an awesome God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me read this passage of scripture to you. Praise the Lord. It said, hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compass me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. Woo! And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love, but I will give myself unto prayer. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord, I love that passage of scripture. Psalms 109, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, in the first five verses. Oh, my goodness, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, you need to read that Psalms 109, the first five verses. I will give myself unto prayer. I don't care what they do and how they do it. I will give myself unto prayer, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, what an awesome God we serve. We serve a God, hallelujah, that heareth prayer in all circumstances, all conditions. No matter what you're going through, no matter who don't like you, how they talking about you, how your name is in the wind, let it ride, baby. Give yourself unto prayer. Hallelujah. How your circumstances, conditions, and situations look, give yourself unto prayer and watch God, hallelujah, move on your behalf. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, what a word, what a word. That'll alleviate frustrations. That'll alleviate stress. That'll take away all of that unnecessary pressure off your mind. And, oh, my goodness, yes, God. Yes, God. Somebody need this word today. Praise the Lamb of God. I dare you. I double dog dare you. I triple dog dare you. Praise the Lamb of God to give yourself unto prayer in all of these situations. It's hard sometimes. I know it. When people have done you wrong, praise, and doing you wrong in the midst of it. But if you give yourself to prayer, hallelujah, you won't say the wrong words. You won't do the wrong things. It'll regulate your thoughts. It'll bring you up under the covering, up under the wings. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise the Lamb of God. You will say of the Lord, he is your refuge. My goodness, you won't worry about the arrow by day nor the terror by night. That's the word of God, people of God. Hallelujah, I love him today. Praise the Lamb of God. Athelia, how you doing today, daughter?
I'm good. How are you, Apostle?
Well, you can tell how I'm doing. I must have got too much rest, huh? Yeah, you did. Yo, I'm on 10, eh? Boy, I tell
yes, you.
You
are. That's good.
Woo-hoo. But this word excites me, you know? And I got Gabby over here with me. Now, you know I got to turn it up when Gabby come around. I have to turn it up a notch when my daughter shows up. Praise the Lamb of God. Gabby. Okay, so praise the Lamb of God. I am just excited about this word. I'm excited about God. I'm excited for the saints. And what God is doing. I'm excited for you, Athelia. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Athelia going to the sanctuary. Y'all, can y'all believe this? Athelia is going to the sanctuary. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful God we serve. Shake your neighbor, shake your friend, inbox somebody. Tell them it's wonderful word. Praise the Lamb of God. An intercessory prayer day here at in our studio. And you, people of God, are the ones that are important today. You can call in. You can punch one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can be a recipient of prayer today. We are here to pray for you. Praise the Lamb of God. You, and you. Prayer, I see Sylvia. I see Maginice. Oh, my goodness. I see the intercessors coming in queue. Praise the Lamb of God today. And we are so grateful for your presence today. I thank God for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God that's online today with us. Praise the Lord. Those of you who are listening to our voice, you can call in and be a part of our live studio at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Be a part of our live studio. Let me tell you something. I got an inbox today that I woke up to. Praise, I ain't going to call no name and bear no blame. And one of our members, praise the Lamb of God, gave me a pre-Father's Day greeting. And let me tell you something. It touched my soul at the things they said, praise the Lamb of God, and how God has blessed their life through the radio show, through the page, through the connection, ever since they have been apart, and how I have been to them a father figure, and how they have even watched me with my family, my daughters and what have you, and just been amazed, praise the Lamb of God, at our relationship. I thank God that all during, and this is Father's Day weekend, all during my tenure of ministry, that ministers, pastors have come to me and asked me, how did I establish my relationship so close to my children, so close to my daughter? Praise the Lamb of God, Angel, and others. And I just want you all to know today, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that it's not nothing that I read or anything of that nature. I have always loved them through God. And I've always, praise the Lamb of God, tried my best to be the man of God to my children that I could be. I have slipped. I have made mistakes, but because I taught them forgiveness, they were able to forgive me. Because I was long-suffering with them and patient and listened to their, praise the Lamb of God, their needs and what have you, people of God. Hallelujah. My children have been that way with me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, to be a parent and have both sides of the track in balance. Praise the Lamb of God. And that is that you are a transparent parent. You are not hypocriting or anything in front of your children and with your children, and they love you 100%. And also, they don't have to hypocrite with you, and you love them 100%. That is the blessing of life. That is the blessing of life. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, everything my daughter, my oldest daughter, ever went through, I'm talking about everything, she came to me and talked to me about it first. When something happened that was important in her life, she sat down and said, Daddy, something happened and you need to know. She came to me, and that has filled my life with joy, that my children trust me like that, praise the Lamb of God, knowing that I'm going to give them godly wisdom and not go off on them and things of that nature and talk to them about life. People of God, I've just tried to be the father, the daddy that I thought that God was, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I hope y'all heard me, that I thought that God was, because my father left me at the age of 12, praise the Lamb of God, and I had no father but God. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I've had many ministers and people who even told me that I was their son, but they didn't treat me like a son. Hello, light bulbs.
Ding dong, ding dong.
The witch back just got broke, but they didn't treat me like a son. Praise the Lamb of God. But when I fell in love with Jesus and I fell in love with God, I'll never forget that morning. Hallelujah. I was in West Bloomfield, Michigan, on my knees in prayer. I'll never forget that morning. The Lord whispered to me, just as clear as you can hear my voice now, and said, I'm your father, and I'm your daddy, and I will father you. And people of God, let me tell you something. If you knew God, the daddy that I know, you wouldn't probably want your earthly father. Because I'm telling you, he has fathered me. And in my darkest hours and in my loneliness, and everything I've been through, his arms has been wrapped around me. I have felt his presence and his arms wrapped around me. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome, awesome. I mean, when the God of heaven humbles himself to speak to you and say, I'm your father. Brothers and sisters, oh, my goodness. I will father you, praise the Lamb of God, and he has done a wonderful job. My God, my God, my God. Woo! It's intercessory prayer day. Well, I don't want to start crying over God today, praise God, but happy Father's Day to you, God, praise the Lamb of God. And I want to tell anybody, if you don't have a father, I dare you to ask God to be your daddy. But let me tell you something now. He carries a switch suit. He don't play. He'll whoop you with double stripes. He better make sure you want him to be your daddy. Lamb of God, he's an awesome father. But he will, praise the Lamb of God, whoop you with double stripes. It's a wonderful day in Zion, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Do you know God as a daddy? A lot of people call God father, but they don't know him as a father. They really don't.
Right.
They don't know him as a daddy. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Let me tell you, I'm going to talk about that. We're going to go to our first prayer today. And we're going to, Athelia's here. We're going to let her bring in the show in prayer. We've read our scripture already. We're going to let her bring us in the show. I want to talk to you. I can talk to you all about this. You are going to be amazed when I talk to you about the fatherhood of God today. And your relationship to him. It is prayer day, and we're going to talk about that. You should want to get a pad and a pencil, because some of this stuff you're going to want to write down, you're going to want to repeat it, and you want to give it to somebody else. Praise the Lamb of God as we talk about the fatherhood of God. And we talk about fathers. Those of you who have dads and you want to salute them, you can do it on the show today. You can salute your dad. I want you to type that on Facebook, on our page. Anybody can call in and salute their father today. On the show, praise the Lamb of God, even if it's your pastor who is a dad to you, you can do a shout-out to him today, praise the Lamb of God. Athelia is coming out and lead us in prayer. Hallelujah to our sick and shut in. Still praying for Gina's mother. Praise the Lamb of God. We sent the angel of the Lord by there. Praise the Lamb of God. One of them angels by the hospital. Praise the Lamb of God who works there. Go in the room and check on her, and she almost fell in love with herself, talking about how sweet she is. I told her I was going to steal her from her church, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be her pastor if she don't watch out. And then, praise the Lamb of God, we're praying for Bertha, them who is laying to rest today, a nephew, even as we're speaking. We want to lift up my Bertha and Lisa, praise the Lamb of God. We're keeping them lifted before the Lord. And our girls down in California who lost their mother, praise the Lamb of God. The grief is something that will take you out if it's not controlled and explained to you, right? I counseled one of them last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Was on the phone with them a good hour counseling and just making sure that they're secure. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we got to help each other. Praise the Lamb of God. We must cover each other. We must encourage each other. Sophia is coming now. Lead us to the throne of grace.
Glory unto the Father. Hallelujah. We bow our heads before you, Lord thy God. Oh, merciful King, we repent our sins in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your presence right now in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Father God, for your virtue that you have released upon this line right now. Oh, merciful King Jesus, Lord and Savior. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Because you are the great I am, Father God. You are the Redeemer, Father God. In the name of Jesus, all seeing, all knowing, Lord, we lift you up and give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory unto you, Father God. We thank you for another day. We thank you for renewed grace. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy and your love and your compassion, Jesus. We thank you for the spirit of repentance in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your restoration, Father God, your encouragement, Father God. We thank you for the word that's already been released in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and we give you honor on this day, Father God. We lift up Gina Finch and her mother, Father God. Oh, merciful King Jesus, Lord and Savior. You are the absolute end, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory unto the Lord, we thank you for blessing the doctors and the nurse right now. Jesus, we thank you for the medication, Father God, that is blessed by your hand, blessed by your power. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the sound mind right now. We thank you for the peace in the heart and soul, Father God. We thank you for healing that's going forth, Father God. In the name of Jesus right now, Father God, we bind up any unbelief and doubt and worry and fear right now out of her room right this very moment in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor, Father God. We lift up the heart, Father God, that are crying right now in the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior. We lift up Bertha and Lisa and their families right now, God. They are crying, Jesus, hallelujah, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Lord and Savior, Father God. And if anyone don't understand, God, pour your wisdom and understanding unto them, Father God. Continue encouraging them, Father God, and strengthening, Father God, at this very hour in the name of Jesus, that you know best, hallelujah, hallelujah, because your ways is not our ways, and our thoughts is not your thoughts, Father God. So we give you glory, give you honor on this day, Father God. We lift up our sisters and Luana, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep them covered. Continue to strengthen them, Father God, in their core, in their sinews, Father God. Father of God, be in their chest, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let your banner wave over their heads, Father God. They are covered, Father God. Their mind is fortified by the blood of Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for every person on this phone line right now. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you for their heart that's been softened. We thank you for the ears that are attentive in the name of Jesus, seeking you, Father God, seeking your mercy, your compassion, and your love, because your way is the right way, your way is the only way, Father God. Oh, merciful King, being with you, God, is an automatic blessing in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up those in the prison walls right now. We thank you for covering their minds, Father God. We thank you for restoration, Father God. We thank you for renewing of their spirit and their soul and their mind. We thank you for snatching back their souls from the enemy in the name of Jesus. Not this one. Hallelujah. Glory unto the Lord thy God. We thank you for the blood-washed children, Father God, you haven't holding. They call it prison, but it's holding until their minds are turned unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Let a fresh wind flow through every vessel and every mind and every soul and every corridor in the name of Jesus. Soften the hearts of those who are responsible of their time management in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up and we call you great and we call you beautiful, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your healing power. We thank you for your agility and longevity.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, for going into the nursing home, Father God. They are not forgotten, Jesus. They are not forgotten, Lord. Hallelujah. They are your elders, hallelujah, of your church. Hallelujah. They are your elders, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to cover them and put peace in their minds, Father God. Soothe their worries and their concerns, Father God. Harden not the family members, Father God. Let them be attentive to the elders. They are not forgotten in the name of Jesus, Father God. Cover those, Father God, without covering in the name of Jesus, in the natural, God. But with you, God, all things are possible, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you'll cover them when they rain. You will keep them cool when it's hot. You'll keep them warm when it's cold. In the name of Jesus, they will not starve, Father
God. In the name.
Because you are your nourisher, Father God. You are the provider and the protector in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up the fathers across this nation in the name of Jesus. We have to restore them right now into their rightful place. Places, Father God, and those who already obedient, Father God, bless them a double portion in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor on this day, Father God. We lift up our leader of this show, Father God. Hallelujah. You're appointed, you're anointed, you're selected by your own hands, Father God. You're called Apostle Shakespeare, Father God. Oh, merciful King, Father God. You see his wants, his needs, and his desires, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, open up your rivers of overflow over him, Father God. Keep his feet off the ground in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. No word spoken against him shall rise against him in the name of Jesus, Father God. He is your son. He is blood washing your words, Father God, and continue to sanctify him and justify him. Continue making the crooked way straight, Father God. Continue plucking the sycamore tree out for him, Father God. Continue moving the mountains in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Bless this show, Father God. Every staff member in the name of Jesus, every intercessor, Father God, every warrior, Father God, your fivefold ministry, Father God, rise them up in the name of Jesus and fortify them in the blood of Jesus. We give you grace, we give you honor, and we give you glory on this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I'm going to play this right quick, and then we're coming, but I want you to listen to it. Praise the Lamb of God and get into this, people of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this brother sings this song, and I love it. Praise the Lord. My God, my God. Yes, God. Glory to Jesus.
I don't know how.
Intercessors, come in queue.
Gabriella, and it's Father's Day weekend, and I wanted to wish everybody happy Father's Day, including my dad.
Aww,
so sweet, Gabby Goop. Oh, my goodness. See that, people of God. That's why I'm the way I am. Such love, such love, such love. I tell you the truth. Did you hear that? Oh, she is so sweet. I'm sorry, she's not for sale. If you don't have one, not my fault. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, some people say she's my twin.
Yeah.
That's my twin right there. Boy, oh, boy. I love that little girl. I'm telling you that right now, people of God. What a wonderful child. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. All right, people of God, listen. We got some intercessors coming in queue. Look at here. Here is my girl, Sylvia. Carolina on the line.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
Hi.
Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
And then I see Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir.
Happy Father's Day weekend to you, Prophet Darrell.
Happy Father's Day, Prophet Darrell.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I tell you, this is a... He didn't hear Gabby come on, did he? He didn't hear Gabby.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you didn't hear Gabby, man. Man, I tell you that. She lights my soul up. Praise the Lord. I tell you the truth. Hallelujah. Do I love me some Gabby? Yes, I do. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, people of God, listen here. I'm going to talk to you about this. We're going to get into this because it's such an important aspect of not only our prayer life, but our relationship with God, praise the Lamb of God, to bring it to as close as you can get it. And I'm going to tell you this. You get no closer to God than a child of God. Hello, light bulbs. Okay. Matter of fact, you get no closer to anybody, praise the Lamb of God, than they. You shouldn't be closer to anybody than their own child is. My God. Hello, light bulbs. No dearer to nobody's heart than their own child. And this, you know, I first stated that, you know, after losing my father, his funeral was on my 13th birthday, I really felt myself insecure and fearful of many things. And then I met Jesus at the church two doors from where we lived in Chicago, there on Pulaski Road in the 1600 block. And my goodness, somehow watching and becoming a little junior deacon and all of that and listening to mom and all of that, I stumbled up on reading scriptures and found out that God is a father to the fatherless, praise the Lamb of God, according to Psalms 68 and 5. Praise the Lamb of God. I kept reading other passages of scripture where he would pity us as a father does his children. I kept reading, praise the Lamb of God, and he said, I will be their God, and they will be my people, and they will be my children, and I will be their father. And then, you know, when you read, Jesus says, and when you pray, say, our Father, he brings a new relationship to the table. And I believe in my spirit that many of the believers, Prophet Darrell, ladies, I believe many of the believers neglect to pursue the relationship of father and daughter in God and father and son. And I'm going to tell you this, Franklin D. Roosevelt, during his administration, coined these words. He said, the man, a woman that neglect themselves of the knowledge of the scriptures have neglected themselves of the knowledge of the best. And I want to say, I want to piggyback and say, the man, the woman that has not embraced God as father, as daddy, has neglected the best of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm very serious when I say this to you all. I'm not joking and making anything up to make you feel good or to bring you into a phony, false relationship that really does not exist. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you out of my experience with the Lord, praise God, that God will father you. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you how deep it got, Prophet Darrell. I remember the first car I bought, because I was a junior deacon at the age of like 14. I remember the first car I bought. I was scared to buy this car. It cost $600. I'll never forget. It was a 1966 Newport or something like that. I know it was an older car, praise the Lamb of God, but it was in mint condition. This Caucasian man was selling it. It was a tannish color, a taupe, and with a cream top, vinyl top. And it had electric windows and stuff in it. I had never saw a car with power windows. Well, I had never really been in one at that early age. And I was fascinated about that car. And it ran good with no oil leaking or nothing. The engine. And I laid in the bed, and I almost started crying that night. And I prayed, and I said, Lord, I don't have a daddy to go to and ask them about this car. Should I buy this car? So I'm asking you. And I went to sleep. I fell asleep. And my father, in a vision dream, walked up to the bed and woke me up and was standing there. Light was on in the room, but wasn't really on, you know? And he was standing there, and he said, son, you can't be fearful to try things. He said, I checked the car out for you. It's a good car. And get that car. Tomorrow, go buy that car. And it's going to be a good car for you. But don't be afraid to take chances. I went and bought that car. I didn't have do nothing but change the oil in it for 3 years. And I sold it for the exact the same amount of money that I paid for it. So really, I drove a free car for 3 years. I sold it for the exact amount of money I bought it for and kept it 3 years. I'm saying to you that God will reveal, he revealed himself to me as a father. And I knew that it was God talking to me and not my real daddy. But I knew, God knew that I trusted my father. And he revealed himself to me as a father. People of God, I'm lying. I lie not to you. Praise the Lamb of God. He will do the same for you if you embrace him. Praise the Lamb of God. If you embrace him as a father. Hallelujah. I embrace God till this day as a father. I have done some things, praise the Lamb of God, in the presence of God, hallelujah, and have broke down and admitted things to him and talked to him on a level of a son and a father, praise the Lamb of God, because of the relationship. And let me tell you something. Everything a daddy can do for a son, every type of wisdom he can give, God has talked to me about, and he has shared things with me. And I'm not talking about long, drawn-out conversations like me and him sitting up drinking tea together in the morning. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying when I needed him, need God in my life till this day, praise the Lamb of God, as a father, he has been there because I view God that way. I believe God is my father and that he is my daddy. And I said earlier, I'll never forget that morning. He told me, I am your father and I am your daddy. He said, I will father you. And he has fathered me, praise the Lamb of God, and has made me the man that I am, praise the Lamb. But it was upon request, people of God. It's Father's Day weekend. And I shared with them, anyone who wants to salute your father, praise the Lamb of God, a shout out to him, alive or in the bosom of Jesus Christ, you can do it today. Just push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and you can give a shout out to your father today just as we do mothers and salute in the same way, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know, you know, it's such a poor relationship, especially in many, in our community, praise the Lamb of God, concerning father and son relationships. I was watching the news last night, and the young boy was on there saying, you don't know how to be a man. You don't. You can only try to make yourself what you believe a man is and this, that, or another when you don't have a father. Oh, but let me tell you, if you turn to God, hallelujah, God is able to reveal himself to you. People of God, I'm telling you, the revelations that God will give you concerning him will blow your mind if you stay in his presence. The revelations that he will give you. I told you all not too long ago that the Lord told me, he said, I've revealed myself to you in many ways. Now I'm going to reveal myself to you as the El Shaddai. And he has been doing mighty things in my life, miracles, signs, and wonders. The Almighty God, praise the Lamb of God, the many-breasted one. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, he's an awesome God. I remember when he told me, he said, I'm going to reveal myself to you as Jehovah Jireh. Boy, oh boy, boy, oh boy. And boy, listen, he has not stop. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Woo! My God, my God. He has not stopped fathering me. hallelujah, and providing for me since he spoke those words. Erico 818, your mic is hot. You got a shout out today?
Good morning, Prophet. Yes, I have a shout out. How are you? God bless you.
We are blessed today.
California, I just wanted to comment on, first of all, happy Father's Day. And,
bless you.
Beautiful what your daughter said. It was beautiful. Happy Father's Day to you and all the fathers out there. One thing I wanted to say about Father's Day is that my mother, my father died when my mother was 8 months pregnant. He was killed. And so I grew up, she was left with 6 children and one in her stomach, which was me. And I grew up feeling, you know, a little funny because all the kids had their fathers, and when you have father-daughter picnics or you have father-daughters that would come to the school or even going to my friends' houses and watching how they interact with their fathers, I couldn't understand. I couldn't relate because I never had a father. And my mother never remarried, and she didn't want to have, you know, any other men around her children, so she never remarried. And so I didn't know, quite understand what it was like to have the presence of a man in the house and watch your mother and father interact, because that's how you learn about relationships. You learn how to balance your bills. You learn how to get through thick and thin. You learn that from that mother-father in-the-home stability. That's how you really learn and how you look for what you want in a husband. And I didn't have that. And I struggled in relationships because I guess I was looking for my father, which I never knew. And I'll never forget when I was about maybe 17 or 18, God showed me, I had a dream, and I dreamt of my father. And he told me that he was sorry and that he loved me and that he's sorry we didn't get to grow up together. And I woke up and I cried, but I knew what the Lord had showed me. It kind of like, it closed the void, but not totally. So as I got, when I reached the age of 38, 39, I just started to mourn for my father. I just started to cry and mourn and couldn't understand why he was killed, why he was taken away, why didn't I grow up with him, why didn't I even have an experience of him. And the Lord told me right there, he said, that was your physical father, but I am your father. I am your spiritual father, and I have been with you your whole life. I have protected you, guided you, I have taught you, and I am your father. So from that day forth, so I understand what you mean when you say you had that dream, and I know how you feel when you couldn't go to your father and say, you know, Dad, what should I do about this? I couldn't ask my father about men. I couldn't ask my father about certain things, and only I couldn't go get that love. But what I was starting to realize is that God was there for me the whole time, and all I had to do was just seek him. All I had to do was just ask, and now I don't feel that void anymore. When I need something, when I need advice, I go straight to God. That's my father.
Yeah.
And so I do understand, and it feels good knowing that you can go to your father and say, Lord, I need help with this. Lord, I don't understand this. Lord, and it's just a beautiful feeling. And there's so many people that don't understand that because we always look for things.
There's a lot of people that don't, and you know, especially those even who have fathers, seem like they would understand it more than we do, and they don't. They cannot see the higher quality of father that's in God than in their own physical father, especially those who love their dad so much, you know. It's just like Gabriella, you know, if God grant me to live, but Angel has transitioned. She really embraces God as Father, and one day she was praying, and I was listening to her. I said, you really call God Father a lot, you know? She said, yeah, Dad, I've learned that from you, and it takes nothing from you, but I love him so much as a father also. She says, as like he's my father. But I'm telling you, people of God, the relationship is real. It's not a psych out. It's not a, you know, metaphysical game or anything that you play with yourself. This is as real as it come. Praise the Lamb of God. And God will, he will speak to you. He will reveal. He will show you. He will visit you. He will come on your bed. He will embrace you. He will hold you in his arms like a baby, and you will feel the presence of the Lord strongly about you in your times of need and what have you, without request. Without request. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, people of God, hallelujah. I wish I could just break you off the relationship, but it has to be developed between you and the Lord.
Yes.
I mean, it's available to you, praise the Lord, as a part of the covenant relationship that Jesus has established. That's why he was able to tell him, when you pray, say, Our Father, because the relationship has changed from just God, Lord, and King. A child of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But there are children who get a second chance at life, and their mother married, and a stepfather comes into the home even while they're young, and they will never embrace that man. Praise the Lamb, no matter what he does for them or anything, and have the nerve sometimes to say, "You're not my daddy," when they don't like something he said or done. Praise
right.
the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you must learn, people of God, to embrace God as Father. Hallelujah. And let him father you. How humble can you be is the question. Can you be 50 years old and still remain a child in the eyes of God? Hello, Light Bulb. That calls from some adjustment in your self-sustained attitude. Praise
right.
the Lamb of God. And you your own man, and you your own woman, and strong, I'm a strong woman, and I'm a strong man, and this, that, or another. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it does not mean that you're weak, because you have a reference, praise the Lamb of God, in God, because you have a relationship, because your relationship is up to date in the fatherhood. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord used to tell me, say, we will sit and talk. And I'm telling you, sometimes the Lord speaks to me, praise the Lamb of God, and I sit and I talk to the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, and he speaks back to me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful for the relationship. I really am. Praise the Lamb. I am so grateful. And I'm humbled by it. Praise the Lamb. And I want everybody to have it. I'm not one of them brothers, praise the Lamb of God, that will say, I have, praise the Lamb of God, a daddy, and I don't want nobody else to have my daddy. I want everybody to have him. There's enough love in him. He's the many-breasted one. There's enough love in him to go around. Praise the Lamb of God. And he still treats me just as special as he always has. He has that kind of touch, hallelujah, that he can treat all of his children as special can be. And you're special in his eyes today. Praise the Lamb of God. He just don't want you to see yourself as a servant, as a slave, and this, that, and another, or someone in the kingdom, a subject. God wants you to see yourself as son or daughter. As many as believed upon him, gave he power to become the children of God. Hallelujah. As many as believed upon him, gave he power, hallelujah, to become the sons of God, the sons and daughters of God. Romans even tell you that in Romans 8, praise the Lord, we are heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ through our sonship, through the adoption, praise the Lamb of God, of children, not adoption of slaves, praise the Lamb of God, not the adoption of a sinner, but adopted us as his children.
Amen.
It's not God's fault that you have not cashed in on your relationship that he has established for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody ought to call him dad right now. Somebody just ought to start calling him father and mean it from your
father.
Heart and your soul
Love
and
you,
your
father.
Spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Father. my God, my King, my Lord, but yet you are my daddy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And embrace the fatherhood of God, because I tell you, people of God, hallelujah, it's going to open your eyes. And, you know, I've been with people, I've been with preachers and everything, and I tell them, praise the Lamb, everything that God has is mine. And that's one of my security blankets. Everything that belonged to God belongs to me. I'm an heir and joint heir with Christ. I see myself as a son of God. Hallelujah. I see myself as a son of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh, we're waiting on, in a few minutes, people of God, that bishop is going to come on and be with us today in the person of Bishop Simon Gordon. Praise the Lamb of God. I know he was on yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. He kept pushing one on his dial, and he couldn't get through. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, for some reason or another. But I'm going up and down the spectrum today. I dare don't want to miss him. He's down at with Greater Ebenezer this week, praise the Lamb of God, in revival. And I will be there tonight, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I will be in Greater Ebenezer tonight, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, listening to that wonderful choir. And praise God, and this man of God who has a word in his mouth, praise the Lamb of God. He is so talented and so gifted. He's a recording artist, a composer. He's an author, praise the Lamb of God. I mean, he sings, he does it all, praise God. And you don't want to miss Bishop Simon Gordon. If you can get the chance to come over tonight, over at Greater Ebenezer on Finkel Avenue, praise the Lamb of God, just west, hallelujah, just west of the Southfield Freeway, right at Warwick, somewhere around in there, praise the Lamb of God. Can't miss Greater Ebenezer. It sits right there as a monument in the city of Detroit on in Rosedale Park. It's sitting right there. You can't miss it. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, let me see. Oh, here's another daughter calling in. Madam Denise.
Good afternoon, Prophet, and everybody. I just wanted to say happy Father's Day to all the listeners and to you, Prophet. I just want to tell y'all happy Father's Day, and I want to give a shout-out to my father. But first and foremost, right, I want to acknowledge you and say happy Father's Day, Prophet. You have been an intricate part of my life in a lot of different areas. So I honor you today as a father, as my father. And I just say thank you for all that you've done for me, all that you've poured into me, things that people know about, things that you have never mentioned, that I've never talked about. I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, thank you and happy Father's Day.
And I want to tell you thank you for being a good daughter, because you have been a wonderful, wonderful daughter. In ministry and you're assisting us administratively, Madanice. I couldn't ask for nothing better. Praise the Lamb of God. You go out of your way, even when you're working and what have you. And I just thank God for you for being the type of person that you are. You have made my heart glad. I'm proud of you. Praise the Lamb. I was talking yesterday. I got to get you up to hear you preach too. I haven't heard you really speak other than just a little caption of your trial, your first message. But I want to hear you praise the Lamb of God, you know, at the Truth Church or at PSM or something. We got to work something out. Praise the Lamb of God. We got another daughter confessed her calling. Praise her. And George has confessed her calling. Praise the Lamb of God. Down in California. Yeah, praise God. And we're going to make sure that she matriculates through, just as Sylvia did, praise the Lamb of God, and get licensed, and then we're going to push them to ordination. I've already included Sylvia in whatever I give the ministers at Truth. I email it to her so she can look. Didn't I email it to you, Sylvia?
Yes, Daddy, you did.
He said, yes, Daddy, you did. That's my daughter in the ministry, praise the Lamb of God. And I want them to grow and develop I put Maggie Denise on such a prophetic, strategic course. One time I had her going crazy, writing summaries of the Bible and everything. I had her on a roll, getting her ready for ministry.
You know what? You know what, Prophet? That was such a, it was difficult, but it was so well needed. It was so well needed, and I agree it was strategic. I agree because I got an understanding that I never would have got if you had not told me to do that.
Yeah,
so
I
thank you for that.
And many that I put on that path don't stay on it. They fall off. And when they fall off, it just let me know that they wasn't serious. Praise the Lamb of God.
And you know what?
God,
remember when I got done, Prophet, I emailed you like, okay, now what else?
Yeah,
like, okay,
that's right.
What you do now?
Hallelujah. And when you've been called and God has spoken to you, nothing detours you from doing what it takes to qualify yourself, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To come into the place of learning, and that hungering and thirsting is what I look for. And people who say they called. If you call and you ain't hungry and you ain't thirsting, you can't prepare no message or nothing, and you have no drive, I ask you to preach and you come up with all kinds of excuses, something wrong with your calling.
Right.
What you're calling. Well, you're supposed to be instant.
And I'm,
hallelujah. Hello, somebody. You're supposed to have your shotgun ready. Erico 407. Who's calling?
Hi, Prophet Shakespeare. This is Angelia Miller calling.
How you doing, Angelia?
I'm doing better.
Where you calling?
Florida.
Calling from Florida. Praise the Lamb. You know it's Father's Day weekend, and we celebrate.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Well, happy Father's Day to you, Angela.
And happy belated birthday to you, too.
Oh, yeah, all of that. Praise the, some of y'all still ain't gave me no birthday gift. I forgot to tell y'all about that. Yeah. Y'all got quiet. Hey, Prophet Dale, they got mighty quiet.
You know what, Apostle? I have just a question. And I need some help.
You need some help.
Okay, could you tell me what is the difference between the father and a daddy?
Well, any man can be a father. Any man can be a father just genetically by just impregnating a woman and she have his baby. That's he. If he never say hi to the baby or nothing, nothing changed that he the father. That's the father of the baby. And we see that through child support court and all of that kind of stuff and finding out the DNA. That's the father of the baby. To be a daddy means, praise the Lamb of God, that you spend time with your child, nurturing, developing, providing for, correcting, instructing, disciplining, and correcting, praise the Lamb of God. And are leading them in the way that they should go, training them up to be men and women of distinction, praise the Lamb of God, and status in life. And really being a reflection of God in the earth to them. That's what being a daddy is all about. But anybody can be any man who reproduces can be a father. But everybody can't be your daddy.
Right.
Oh, because you know I took that. You know, as God, you know, as He's our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
You know, God is there to provide for us, and
right.
You know, I was saying, you know, I was like, anybody can be a father. Anybody can be daddy. But it takes.
Oh, you flipped it around, like.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, you flipped it around to like the baby, my baby daddy. Yeah. But you know, I have always embraced daddy more intimate than father.
Okay.
It's just something about when you say daddy, my daddy. That has, I've never seen, I've heard children say, that's my father. But, and they didn't know, and they really didn't have a relationship with him. But when it comes to daddy, that was always, like Gabby, when she came in early this morning, she came to the door, she came in, she got up in my lap, jumped in the bed, and jumped on me and said, oh, my daddy, and just went to hugging me. It's something juicy. About, I wouldn't want her to be walking around calling me father, father, father. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's the way I see daddy. But I understand what you're saying in the way that you
Right, because, see, you know, most daddies, and the reason why I say that all because I, either way you put it, now one of them, have, the natural man has never been there for me. So, I mean, I did not have that male structure. I did not have that that sternness. So all I had was my mother. All I know is my mom. And, you know, and besides my oldest brothers, but they didn't even have the male structure, you know. So I had to, it's like I had to take the bits and pieces from my brothers, and I had to take a little piece from my mom, you know, but I never had that masculinity of a male figure in my life.
Okay.
You know, where it took me till I got older, and when I turned to God, God taught me and raised me up and nurtured me to be the man, and to taught me how to be a man, and to let me know what a man was all about. You know, so
right.
I just, you know, I mean, you know, that's why I consider God, I mean, you know, I take that really personal, but, you know, because we got a lot of people out here that's running around with that title named Daddy, and they're nothing. But we have some people that's out here that's really been a true man and being a father to their children. Why? And I understand what you said too, Apostle. It sounds just sounds so good, and it just makes the men mushy inside and make them feel
right,
so
right.
strong. Child, call them daddy.
Right, right. But I understand exactly what you said, and really, the way you said it is probably the way that I should have said it. That father, according to scripture and what have you, because it's called God's father. But you know, I think. You know, when we have such a relationship with the Father that, I mean, the title doesn't change. The title does not change at all from Father. He's our Heavenly Father, and we call him that and what have you. But with the relationship breeds, you know, more than just the title of Father. Because God is your Father by creation. I mean, he has at least three things, praise the Lamb of God. He's our Father by creation. He created you in his image and his likeness, praise the Lamb of God. He's our Father through the adoption of the Christ, praise the Lamb of God, situation and circumstance and what have you. So he becomes a Father, but even those two, will not breed the relationship, praise the Lord, the last level, and that is that happens in our personal case studies, that we develop the father and son relationship or daughter relationship with God. That has to be a cultivated relationship. You see what I'm saying? We have to cultivate. It's not absolute automatic, even though it's there for you.
Okay.
It has to be cultivated, the father and son and father and daughter relationship, for you to be able to call God daddy like that and mean it intimately. Something has made that happen. You just don't wake up one morning calling him daddy.
Right.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Okay.
Hallelujah. But that was an excellent, excellent, excellent question, you know. Praise the Lord. And, you know, I refuse to just for my children just to be my children's baby daddy. That ain't enough for me. I must be their father and daddy, both of them, in a real way. And I interact with all of my children, from my oldest son down to my baby girl, you know. Timothy was over here the other night cutting my hair. And you know I'm with Angel all the time. All my children, Joseph is my musician at the church and what have you, and, you know, I'm with him all the time and what have you. Everybody don't see Mike a lot. Mike got four kids. He stay working. He got four children. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I spend time with my grandchildren also. So, you know, that's something that we have to develop. You cultivate. One of my grandchildren, for the first time, he's got to be about two, he was crying because he didn't want to leave me. And that shows that our relationship is becoming more than grandfather. He's calling me Papa now. See, Papa, Papa, he was crying, Papa, Papa, and he wanted to be with Papa. So we have to cultivate and nurture, praise the Lamb of God, and develop a closer relationship with God than just Father. You know? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, boy, I tell you the truth. Yeah, you have to do that. But when you are a son in any family, or a daughter. And, you know, some kids will stand off and allow their parents to have relationship with their things and envy it right in the same house.
Wow.
You know, I saw my baby brother up in my mother's lap and getting all the love and everything, and I jumped up in her lap too, said, "You gonna hold me too?" And I got me some of that love, I promise you. You ain't going to get all of this. That's my mama, too.
Okay.
Hallelujah. You got to get your share. My goodness gracious. And when you even, and I'm telling you, I think one of my greatest qualities coming up, Prophet Darrell and Saints, has been I wasn't jealous of people's relationship, but I did covet people's relationship with God. Even characters in the Bible. I'm still jealous of Moses.
Mm.
I'm still jealous that he saw God's hand apart, and I haven't.
Mm.
I didn't even tell God that I covered that. And he never called God daddy or father. Hello, light bulbs.
Mm-mm.
That's just my thing, but I don't do it in an envious, hatred kind of way that, oh, I could kill Moses and take his place. You know, it ain't that kind of thing. It's just that I try to find what was so great or good about Moses that was done for him. And it has to be his obedience and the faith that he exemplified in God before Pharaoh. Now the question is, am I willing to go before the king of a nation who could take my head off and tell him, God said, let his people go? Now that may be a different qualification. I might say, yeah, Moses, you got that one. I ain't going to handle that. I'll just stay over here prophesying and preaching to the people that God has assigned me to. Because we can't excel to all of the levels that other people have that we, you know, and it's in relationship building. Everyone don't take the time to build the relationship so the relationship can be strong and solid as a rock. And that's the way our relationship with God has to be. But it comes to acknowledging him always And when the Bible says, in all your ways acknowledge him, he'll direct your path. Brothers and sisters, there's a whole lot of ways that we don't acknowledge God. There's a lot of things we don't acknowledge God in that we should.
Okay.
Hello, Lightbug. I went yesterday. Let me just give you this. I went yesterday. One of the rims on the car is bent, and it has a little split in it and causing a little slow leak. And on the Cadillac, and I went yesterday to the mechanic so you could just look the car over and, you know, talking to him and blah, 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 blah. So he told me, he said, you know what, I'm going to go on eBay and see can I find your rim and blah, blah. I'll call you tomorrow and let you know how much it costs. When he said that, I was getting in the car to leave, and my prophetic trigger went off. And while I was driving, I just got quiet, and I said, yes, Lord. And the Lord said, the Lord spoke to me and said, I am going to show you what to do about your wheels and what have you, and you will do what I tell you to do. That's fathering.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Lightbug.
Yeah,
but before
good.
I left the house, I had already acknowledged God about the car and the wheel. I didn't just say, do I have enough money to go buy a wheel and just run out there and do it? Because God can give you some stuff without money. Hello, Lightbugs.
That's true.
Watch this. This is what fathering is. Watch this. Hello, Cinema.
Hi, Pastor. How are you?
I ain't seen my member. I ain't seen my daughter. And now here you is. I got you on the radio and everybody listening to you.
No, Pastor, I know you don't have me on no radio.
Oh, right. Yes, I do. Say hi to her, y'all.
Father
Dale, say hi to Cinnamon.
How are you, Cinnamon? How are you?
You see, that's the radio show.
Oh, you want me to call you back when you finish the radio show?
I want you to say Happy Father's Day to everybody.
Happy Father's Day to everybody. Happy Father's Day to you too, Pastor.
I'm sorry. I'll call you back when I get off the air.
Okay.
Love you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See, that's father and daughter relationship. Praise God. Where you been? My goodness. Praise God. Hallelujah. And see, your father got to be more than your father than just on his birthday and a holiday weekend. Praise the Lamb of God. Your daddy got to be your daddy all year long. Your mother got to be your mother all year long.
Yeah.
Not on special occasion.
Right.
Hello, somebody. Praise
true.
The Lamb of God. Your parent needs to be your parent all the time. Pastor Eric Nation, how you doing today?
Man, I'm good. What's up with you, boy?
Man, we are on the radio, and I'm glad you called in to tell everybody Happy Father's Day, and they waiting on you to say it.
Well, Happy Father's Day to all of our fathers, and may the Lord bless you real good, and hopefully you have a wonderful weekend. And we must remember Father's Day is not just the second or third Sunday in June, but Father's Day is every day.
Told him that. That's Eric Nation out of Oakland, California.
Too.
Praise the Lord. Good to have you on, man of God. I'm glad to be here, man. Wish you was here with us tonight as we go to Greater Gordon is in revival there, and would love to have you in the number, man of God. Man of God, can I call you back right after the show?
Sir, yes, sir.
All right, we'll do that. Be blessed. All right, Pastor Nation called in. I don't know what is going on here. Praise the Lamb of God with our friend who's supposed to be calling in. I guess he will do so. Everybody else calling in, so he can call me too if necessary. Praise the Lamb of God. But I really wanted to talk to you all about this because the relationship between you and God is, and let me tell you something, people of God, time go by so fast, and you've been and went through life without having the relationship that you should in the earth realm with the Father, and you want it. Praise the Lamb of God. You want it. I know some of you have never heard this taught in Bible class or Sunday school. If it did, it was just on the surface. Praise the Lamb of God. But if you search the scriptures, you will see, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that he is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I mean, it's just all through the scriptures that this fatherhood of God comes up and how God deals with people, praise the Lamb of God, who has embraced him that way. And it's there for us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Even in the end, in the book of Revelation, praise the Lamb of God, it says that we shall go in that city, and he shall be our God, and we shall be his people, and he shall be our father, and we shall be his children. That's what God wants from us. He birthed us. He wants us. He created us. He deposited himself in us, a spiritual seed. We are his children. He wants that relationship, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And you need to press into his presence until you get it, and don't let it go. Praise the Lord. Do not let that relationship pass you by. Praise God. Anybody else, if you want to, I want you to know you can call in today, praise the Lamb of God, and give a shout out to your dad. My goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. This number is error code 646-564-9818. 646-564-9818. And you can give a shout out to your father today. Praise the Lamb of God and say Happy Father's Day to Dad. Praise the Lamb of God. More of my spiritual sons and daughters should be on here too. Where is Pastor Linnea? Where is, what's her name? What's that child name? Well, my granddaughter. She on here every day. Not a day she ain't going to say Happy Father's Day. I could come. Oh, my goodness. Prophet Darrell, I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her, Prophet
Darrell. I told her yesterday, I said, God done blessed you with a husband, and now you're cutting up.
Oh, that's what it is. I forgot. She got one now, don't she? She got a man. Oh, wait a minute. I think this Eric 31331. Is
you
this Shatwan?
I love you. I love you so much. You just get me and Shatwan just because you're
still. Y'all numbers the same.
How you doing? I called to wish you a happy, 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 blessed Father's Day. I can't wish my
well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Father's Day because he's deceased.
Hallelujah. You doing all right, daughter?
Oh, Daddy, I am blessed, and highly favored. I'm telling you, spending time in prayer with the Lord is such an awesome thing. He has taken me to new heights and new dimensions, and I'm just blessed. I'm overflowing.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God. That's the way to be. I tell you the truth. Man, I got me some good rest on the orders of the Lord last night. Hallelujah. I feel so exuberant and energetic. I don't know what to do. Praise the Lord. 224 error code. You back in.
Hey,
is this my name?
This is my call had dropped. And but I'm at work. So real quick, I just wanted to give a shout out to my father too, who is no longer with us. But as I reflect, the past couple of days, actually it had been in my spirit, the scripture where David says, when your mother and father forsake you, The Lord will take you up. And that's been in my spirit for the past few days, not even realizing that Father's Day was coming up. Now I see why that scripture has been in my spirit. And my father was just such a great father. He's always been in my life, always been there for me. I was the only child. I had everything I wanted. And he taught me a lot of values, a lot of morals, just how to be a good person, how not to be, you know, not to steal and how to save money and, you know, and things like that. He taught me a lot of things as a young child. So I just want to give a shout out to him for always being there for me. But when he left this world, the Lord showed me that he was my father the whole while, and he was just using my earthly father, that he was really my provider the whole time. And he has provided for me in a way that I can't even explain. I mean, supernatural occurrences when I was at times when I was in need, where he didn't even use a person. He just showed up. you know, so I just want to, I thank God for never leaving me without a father.
Amen.
For never leaving me without a father and for showing me what real love is.
Amen.
In the natural and in the spirit. So,
my God.
And not to leave out, one more. Apostle Steve Jones, my spiritual father,
my pastor, I got to give a shout out
to him. He will crack that whip, boy, I tell you, he will crack that whip faster than you can blink an eye. So I want to give a shout out to him and to everybody else, and that's it. I took up
another I really give the highest honor to Apostle Jones, because when I started training Maginese, it was at his request. Me and him talked, and he told me, help me get her ready.
Amen.
That's true.
That's awesome.
Hallelujah. And the average pastor with a title such as an apostle or this walk around like they know everything and they don't need nobody's help to do nothing. But when you can humble yourself and say, help me to develop her in the prophetic.
Right.
Because you reverence and honor the anointing on another man's life. That meant a lot to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So he has to be saluted in the highest as a spiritual father and a parent to imagine these. So thank you for doing that today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful day it is. Praise the Lamb of God as we salute these fathers. All these sons and daughters are coming on the line. Praise the Lamb of God. Brett and I talked yesterday. He told me fathers yesterday. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Some has been texting and all of that kind of stuff, and I'm sure we're going to get a lot of more before, praise the Lamb of God, the weekend is over. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be having a meal at my youngest son's house. That's going to be funny over there, Timothy. Praise the Lamb of God for the first time. Hallelujah. And I don't barge in on my children and stuff like that neither. I'm just not that kind of dad. If I'm not invited over, I'm not coming in. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't just walk up and knock on their doors and stuff like that. I give them their privacy. They can come by my house anytime they want to, though, but I don't do that to them. Praise God. I respect them. Hallelujah. In the highest, because they are young adults and what have you. And we have to make that transition, praise the Lamb of God, with our children. Praise God. Some people don't understand that, but you do. You need to make a transition with your children and let them be adults, and then you become a counselor and an advisor, and you don't force them to do nothing. They have to live with decisions that they make. Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
Yeah, that's wisdom. That comes with wisdom. Hallelujah.
Can I?
Yeah. My God, if it's not going to kill them, don't worry about it. Just say, okay, experience is going to teach you this one. You're going to do it the way you want to do it, but when you come back, praise God, you will be all right, because experience will teach that lesson to you. Imagine these, get to work.
I think she left.
I think she gone already, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She better get
Can
on
I
down into that
Can I say something about
side.
My father?
So who is this?
Althea.
What did you say, Althea?
I want to say something about my father.
Okay.
Well, my father has gone home to heaven, and I'm lifting him up before God and letting God know that I forgive him for all the things he didn't do correctly, for not being there, and I pray that he did know God before he closed his eyes, and I pray that he is with the Father. That's all I want to say.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, now, a lot of people don't know, but I had to forgive my father for what he did to my earthly father. My biological father, he was abusive. Yeah, he was. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He was very abusive. I mean, that man would beat you like you were. I mean, like you had was trying to kill him or something, the way he would grab anything and hit you with it, pipes, bricks. It didn't matter to him. I mean, he was, and he would draw blood. I think he was shell shocked from the army, from the Korean War that he was in or something. I don't know.
I was just going to say that he had to be in the service.
Yeah, he had been in the service, and my mother said he used to wake up in the night fighting, you know, the enemy and all that kind of stuff, and his pillow, and he hit her in the middle of the night, having one of them flashback dreams. But I'm telling you, people of God, he was abusive. Six siblings. If he came in to whip me, he whipped everybody.
Hmm.
You didn't have to do nothing. That's how abusive he was. So praise the Lamb of God. After I became a grown man and had children, I saw that temperament that I hated in him was in me.
Wow.
I was spanking my son once, and I almost lost it. I mean, I went overboard about, you know, and I couldn't stop. And I just dropped the belt, and I walked away, and it was like I was possessed. And I said, that's the way Daddy was. And I had to spiritually exhume him and let him know that I forgave him for that. And I got that off. I got that off me. The Lord took that from me. Praise
Lord,
the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He took
Amen.
That from me, and I praise God that he took it, because that can destroy not only your child, your children's life, because of that level of abuse and overbearingness, but it also can destroy you and
yes.
put you in a or one of your kids turn around and blow your head off or something. Praise the Lamb of God for you being that way. This is what, matter of fact, my oldest brother, praise the Lamb, when my father died, they had just had one of them type of altercations, and my oldest brother wouldn't let him whip him. He just held him. He was a muscle builder. He was a weightlifter. And he wouldn't let my father jump on him, but they were in discord. My oldest brother committed suicide, and the note he left said, Daddy told me it was time for me to come be with him. He never reconciled with Dad. That can put a child on a roller coaster.
Wow.
That depression and stuff. No, it's too much, and it's not worth it, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. So reconcile. I commend you, Athelia. And I'm telling you that I commend you for bringing that out, because there's a lot of children, and there's a lot of us, praise the Lamb of God, who hold things in our hearts against our parents and our siblings and what have you. And maybe 50 years from now, it's not going to mean nothing. It ain't going to mean nothing, but it's going to have an effect upon you in a negative way, or 20 years from now, 10 years from now, and you need to deal with it now. Praise the Lamb of God, and just forgive and walk away. Praise the Lamb of God and reconcile. And forgive your dad if he was an absentee dad. I see a lot of you here won't push one on your dial to say Happy Father's Day to your father. Maybe because he's absent in your life, and maybe you're holding something against him. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want you to know, hallelujah, if you're a Christian, well, your first act, praise the Lamb of God, from God was forgiveness. And that should be your action to anybody you can, and that is to forgive them, to forgive them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Here's another caller. Error code 313.
Praise the Lord. Happy Father's Day, Pastor. Just Gina.
Happy Father's Day, Gina. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Father's Day to all the fathers in the whole world. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Father's Day.
All the
I just wanted to say, I wanted to say that, you know, my father, he died the day after Father's Day. And
wow.
When he died, I was mad at him. And then the next day, he was gone. But I thank you for your teaching, because you taught me this a long time ago when you first met me about, you know, the father being my daddy. And he's been my daddy ever since, and I just thank you for that.
Bless you. Bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it doesn't, I'm telling you, people of God, you never know when is your last time to be in the presence of your parent, or your parent, you don't know when the last time you're going to be in the presence of your child or anybody else. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why once some great thinker coined and said, live each day as it is your last day. Love today like today is your last day to love, and show love and give love and be forgiving and be patient and long-suffering. Exemplify the fruit of the Spirit, first of all, with your own brothers and sisters and loved ones, and you will see a healthier, wholesome life. Praise the Lamb of God. And the parents are not always right. But that doesn't make that you should be wrong, because they're not right. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
Somebody, praise the Lamb of God, has to stop and say, I'm sorry, I forgive, or forgive me. Somebody has to have that type of wisdom and understanding. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
So you're going to find yourself living in a depression, with a depressed spirit. You're going to find yourself upset all the time and what have you, and not knowing why. And you're going to suppress what has taken place without ever dealing with it.
Hmm.
But you can be delivered from that. You can be freed, hallelujah, from that unforgiveness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let it go. Let it go. TKO. Let that go. Praise the Lamb of God. And allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your heart to heal. I don't care what happened, molestation. I don't care what happened to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Women, men, let it go. Get over it. Get beyond it. Hallelujah. When we come to Christ, we're new creatures. We're new creations.
Right.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And we should walk in that, and we should act in that. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Let me say, I'm going to call Bishop Simon Gordon myself, because it's evident something wrong with his phone. I am going to call him myself and see, can I get him? Let's see, can we get him? Let's see, can we get him? Let's see. I guess we're not going to get him.
I missed your call. If you need to talk with me immediately.
No, I ain't doing nothing else. I don't need to talk to you immediately. Talk to you now. Well, I guess, you know, praise the Lamb of God, he's still got a few minutes to call in. People of God, let me tell you something. This is as fruitful can get, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to your relationship with God as we started off with. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Now, this is what a lot of people don't want to get a hold to, Prophet Darrell. Your relationship with your Heavenly Father is hindered if you can't get it together with your earthly father.
There you go. Yeah, honor thy mother and thy father.
Honor your mother and your father. Thank you out there.
Mm-hmm.
Honor your mother and your father. God, don't play that. Praise the Lamb of God. Honor your father. You want a relationship with God and you want it to be solid and you want to have a good one, then you need to honor them. If they have wronged you, forgive them. If you have wronged them, seek forgiveness. If they
right.
think you wronged them, seek forgiveness.
Right.
If they're stubborn, seek reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
Let the sin be on them. Don't let it be on you.
Right.
I learned that much since when I was real young. Hallelujah. I learned that much since when I was very young that I was going to allow, praise the Lamb of God, the sin to be on people and not on me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, no. I'm not walking around with the baggage.
Okay.
I'm going to sleep at night. Praise the Lamb of God. I ain't going to be twitching in my sleep and having demonic dreams and all of that fighting and warring with people. I'm going to forgive you, and I'm going to do what Grandmama said she did. I'm going to leave you in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
Not your best bet. And going to live with that off your shoulder, without that being a burden in your life. Because I'm telling you, people will drag you down. They will rob you of your joy, your peace, and everything
yep.
else. And you'll be drinking, smoking, praise, and looking out the window and hating people and don't even know why you dislike people.
Huh.
It reminds me of my father. I don't like him. It reminds me of my sister. All of that is foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Let that mess go. Hallelujah. And love ye one another as I have loved you. By this will all men know you, my disciple, if you have love one towards another. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's Father's Day weekend. Let me tell you something. Gabby already bought me a necktie and told me I must wear it to Sunday.
That's cute.
Is that cute? She done bought me a blue necktie and told me, you got to wear this Sunday. Now I got to find something to wear with it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm sure going to wear it because Gabby got it for me. Praise the Lord. It's silk, too. It ain't polyester. It's silk. She got me a silk tie.
All right.
My
now.
God, I'm going to wear it, too, and preach in it. If the Lord let me preach, I'm going to preach in it. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. I am so happy to hear so many of you all dealing with what has crippled so many others. It's a sure sign to me that God is dealing with your life in a very, very special way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That he has a plan for you that is beyond the norm of people's lives. Because the hurdles that we are able to get over, praise the Lamb of God, the pitfalls that we are able, praise the Lamb of God, to get around, hallelujah, is what causes us to be the powerful, useful people in the eyes of God to help reconcile a world, to bring a world into reconciliation. If I had not had the abusive father, if I had not had the early premature death of a father, if I had not had all of these experiences, then I couldn't be on the radio helping other people.
Right.
God chose to do it. He chose me to go through the fire and through the flood that somebody else might have a hope in him. Praise the Lamb of God. He chose me to develop a father-son relationship. Praise the Lamb of God, that I might tell somebody else that is available, that you can have it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can have it and let no man deceive you. Praise the Lamb. It's not because I'm a prophet that I got it. No. I had that before I even knew, praise the Lamb of God, that I was a prophet of God. Hello, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's not
Hallelujah.
Why I got it. It's because of a prayer life. It's because I believe this word. And it's because, praise the Lamb of God, that when I prayed, I had confidence that God heard me. and he responded to me as a father. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. He's been my daddy ever since, and I'm not going to let him go. I'm not going to give up on him. Hallelujah. Every morning when I get up, I'm going to say good morning to him. And every night when I lay down, I'm going to say good night to him. And all during the day, I'm going to talk to him. Praise the Lamb of God. Because it's in him I live, I move, and I have my being. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's him who paid my bills.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus. He is
Hallelujah.
My healing help. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. He's my joy in the midst of sorrow. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. He's all of that in a bag of potato chips for me. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And I have no other but him. I have no other in heaven but him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. And I love him. 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 Praise the Lamb. He is my God and my King. Lord Jesus. Prophet Darrell, talk to us today. Tell me something, man.
Well, you know what, Apostle, this around this season, you know, it's been a really a touching, really a soft part of my life, because by me not growing up without a dad, you know, all I know is the pastors that I have had, you know. You know,
name some of them for me that's been like a father to you.
What's that?
Name some of those men that's been like a father to you.
Yeah, I mean, I thank God for them. I thank God for them all because they have really nurtured me. Like one, I really couldn't get close to Pastor Campbell, you know, to sit down and talk to him and, you know, explain, you know, stuff that only a man would be able to understand, you know. And, you know, it's just, you know, my brothers, you know, they got their own families and their own lives, you know. So, you know, like times like this when I get by myself and, you know, I be lonely and, you know, I ain't got no companion, you know, I'm just here and, you know, you need a father figure that somebody you can go release to, you know, and certain
yeah.
things you just can't share with your leader, you know. But
you can't share everything with everybody. Now that's you need to come down to earth sometime and talk to somebody that is you feel like is mutual ground, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, and somebody who know and love you. And no matter what you say, they're going to know and love you tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah, not going to be judging you and all that other kind of stuff. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I tell you, it's a lot of people who have played roles in, I'm sure, in more than your life and my life. Praise God. That pastor of mine, Pastor L.J. Whaley in Chicago, God rest his spirit. I salute him right now. My goodness, praise God. He matter of fact, there was a time, Prophet Darrell, that people thought that he was my daddy. Because we was together so much.
Wow.
Pastor L.J. Whaley, pastor of the Bible Way Baptist Church on the west side of Chicago. Surely they did. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You got anybody Prophet Darrell, your, I don't know if it's your godmother or somebody. You and her almost sound alike.
You're so funny.
That's my godmother.
I'm talking about especially when you're praying. The way you pray and stuff like that. Is that what I think you called her your apostle? Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong person. But it's somebody that came on the show and they was they was praying and what have you, and they sound just like you. I said, is that his real mama or dad or whoever that was? It was somebody.
I know who you're talking about. That was Pastor Griffin.
I said, that sounds just like Prophet Darryl. Praise the Lord. But, you know, and when people have been a spiritual parent in your life, praise God, and you have grown up around them in the spirit realm and stuff, it does not offend for you to have traits like them, even in their praise and worship and stuff like that, because they have been a spiritual parent to you. Because I still have ways like L.J. Whalen. And know it, and can't help it.
And I love to say the Lamb of God, just like you. Say that.
I got a lot of spirit.
The Lamb of God, hallelujah. Oh yeah,
oh,
hallelujah.
Yeah, that have coined that. My goodness gracious, praise! I don't even know where I got it from.
Me too. I don't know.
Oh, I know I did.
Say it.
I was preaching in a vision. I was preaching in a vision. And I was standing behind a pulpit. This is when I was in New Community. And the Lord showed me this vision. And this pulpit was going across the sky. And I was preaching. And I was saying, let the glory be to God. Glory to the Lamb of God. That's where it came from. That's how I got that. I didn't get it from a person. I got it out of the spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Hello Lightbulbs is L.J. Whalen.
Oh, wow.
That's what I picked up. Hello Lightbulbs. He would say that in a minute. I picked that up for him. For that across the country.
Wow.
In circles. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But this is healthy, wholesome stuff that has rubbed off on us and that we can embrace and be proud of. Praise God. Then I know some preachers who are alcoholics because their pastors were alcoholics. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know some that are whoremongers because their pastors was whoremongers.
Wow.
Because that was exposed to them at an early age. Hello, y'all. And some are manipulative and all of that and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Set up in their shepherds and what have you. And greedy for money.
Yeah.
Because their fathers were like that in the ministry.
Wow.
Greedy for money, always trying to find another way to get a dollar out of somebody. Very manipulative and don't even know they manipulate.
Uh-huh.
And so long, it's just right with them. Okay, praise God. You know, if you pick up the good, you pick up the bad, too.
That is true.
Don't play games with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Yep. Hallelujah. And we could go deeper than that about some of the habits and stuff and some of the sinful things that people are doing because they were exposed to it, praise the Lamb of God, at the wrong time by the wrong person, by the right person, I say, praise the Lord, at the wrong time in their life, and they just picked it up and adapted to it because they were doing it, praise the Lord, hallelujah. But we must come to a place of recognizing, praise God, what God would have us to do and then change and adjust, break off and add to our lives, praise the Lamb of God, as we strive to be more and more like Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's who I try to love like. I try to love like Jesus. I try to forgive like Jesus. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Yeah. I try to do that his way because when you forgive and love like Jesus, you become the peacemaker. Hallelujah. Yeah. and you shall be called the child of God. Blessed are the peacemaker. My goodness gracious. I love loving people. I really do. Praise God. I think we got one more in queue. I don't know if this Sandra back. I ain't going to even, I'm just going to say 3331 Erico, because I don't know who you are. You back in queue. 331?
I think that's Shatwan.
She ain't saying nothing. Granddaughter? She ain't said nothing. Praise the Lord. All right.
Hello.
Yeah, if you say something else,
Juan,
I'm slapping.
Yes.
Would you tell them people start talking about slapping people in the background and you on the radio?
Prophet Shakespeare said, could you stop talking about slapping people and I'm on the radio? Uh-huh.
Thank you. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay today, out and about, downtown, driving my mama around.
And you put one on your dial to tell me that?
Oh, no, I didn't.
You're not going to tell him Happy Father's Day?
I'll tell my granddaddy Happy Father's Day. I usually call him on his phone to tell him Happy Father's Day.
They said since you was getting married, you had kicked to the curb. They said you had kicked to the curb because you was getting married.
Who does that?
That's what they told me. Now, I can't tell you who told me.
I am not a heathen. I do not do that. You already know. I ain't going to never do that. But that was Papa Dale who told you that, I know. Okay.
What? She put that on Papa Dale.
It's okay.
You see that, Papa Dale?
You see that, granddaddy? I know it was him. I know it was him.
Your sister thinks she know you.
That's why he laughing. When he laughs like that, I know he done something.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all really love each other. I see that. Praise the Lamb of God. My goodness gracious. People of God, my sinus is broke. I'm coughing a little bit here, but I'm all right. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
It's not unto death. Thank you, Jesus.
That's
oh,
right.
My.
It's your light.
It's not that. It's just a little warm in here. I didn't cut the air on like I should have. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, because Gabby is sensitive to the air. I didn't want that air on my baby.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
That's
sometimes
right.
You got to suffer for your children.
You
got to
suffer.
Yeah. You got to suffer for them. Yeah. Praise them. But this has been a wonderful, wonderful week. We have had the shows have been off the chain this week. And this Father's Day show is one that I'm going to cherish and remember, as I believe in my heart yokes have been broken just through the knowledge, praise the Lamb of God, and breakthroughs is going to come in your relationship with the Father as you pursue a greater relationship with God. Don't settle that I can hear God speak to me. Don't settle, praise the Lamb of God, with just a normal relationship.
Amen.
Press in, Father.
Amen.
Spend time with the Father. Spend time with the Father. Wait a minute. We have one more 504 area code here. That's the Bayou. Praise the Lamb. Let me see. Can I get them in here? 504, your mic hot. You got 1 minute. 504 Erico. I guess they didn't push one on their dial neither. They just bumped it. All right.
Yes,
praise the Lamb of
yes,
God.
Yes, I did. You can hear me? You can hear me?
Yes, Trevia.
Yes. I'm sorry. It was on mute, and it didn't unmute like you normally do. But I just called to say Happy Father's Day to you, Prophet Shakespeare, and Prophet Daryl, and all the fathers who is listening, and especially to my father.
And especially to your dad. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you tell Dad I say Happy Father's Day for me.
I sure will.
Make sure you tell him now. Don't you mess up. You tell him
you
I say Happy Father's
Day. You know I hope.
All right, don't mess it up. Don't mess it up.
With the grace of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I don't mess up.
Okay. All right. Praise God. People of God, I love you all. Prophet Daryl, somebody gave me $20 for you. Praise God. I want you to know that.
It's mine.
I hope I don't pass an ice cream stand or something and it's in my pocket.
Yeah, you go ahead. You deserve it.
Look at that. She told me to spin it. Prophet Dale, you're your sister.
Spin all of it.
I don't know what I'm going to do with these two. My God, I love them both. I love you all. Have a blessed weekend, people of God. Enjoy. Yes, sir.
Likewise.
Likewise.
Hallelujah. Enjoy the weekend. If you can get with your father, get with him. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
If you can get with dad, get with him. If you can call him, call him.
Mm-hmm.
You may have not talked to him in a long time, but call
That's
him anyway.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. There's only one thing that you want from your mama, your father, your brothers and sisters, and everybody else that's around you, and this is what it is.
Take away the melody. Take away the songs I sing. Take away all the lies. And all the songs you let me write. Does the man I am today say the words you need to say? Let them see you in me. Let them hear you when I speak. Let them feel you when I sing. Your grace, another smile, another face, another breath, a grain of sand, passing quickly through your hand. I give my life and all for it. Take it all, take everything. Let them see it. Let them see it.